Californians got tough on repeat offenders with what's come to be known as the three strikes law. Basically, it is you commit a third felony of any kind after being convicted of two other violent or serious felonies, and you are out of circulation and in prison for virtually the rest of your life in most cases. Next Tuesday, Californians will vote on a proposition that would significantly limit the three strikes law. Polls show that Proposition 66 is supported by about two-thirds of likely voters, and that represents a dramatic turnaround in voter sentiment. Franklin Zimring teaches law at the University of California, Berkeley's Bolt Hall. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, 10 years ago, Californians overwhelmingly supported the three strikes and you're out law. What's changed?
It isn't that all of a sudden criminals are popular people. This is still a get tough state. But what's happened is the combination of other things to worry us and declining crime rates has lowered the temperature of the crime issue. And what this initiative does is essentially bring California's three strikes law into the mainstream of the laws that passed in about 24 other jurisdictions about 10 years ago.
Which is to say what? What does it change in California?
Okay. The major difference between California and other states is that most other states required that not only did you have to have a serious or violent felony in your past record, but you'd have to be convicted this time around of a serious or violent felony. California more than quadrupled the number of people who were eligible for third strike treatment by saying any felony this time around, and the 25 to life sentence would become mandatory.
There have been a lot of news stories about the guy that stole $153 worth of children's videotapes and got sent away to jail for life. Do you think that these stories, which you read about here in California on a regular basis, have had an effect on the way people look at the three strikes law?
There was a lot of sort of catching the unlucky as well as the threatening that were a part of three strikes from the very beginning. But for the first 5 years that that law was on the books, you couldn't touch it. In the late 1990s, the California legislature passed a bill to have a study of the effect of three strikes. And the governor vetoed the study bill. He said, there's nothing we need to find out about this bill.
Right, because so much support. So where did the support go?
It wasn't so much support. It was an unthinking orthodoxy. When even challenging a belief would be considered unpatriotic or in some way undermining law enforcement.
Prosecutors throughout the state have come out against Proposition 66. Governor Schwarzenegger is against Proposition 66. But they don't seem to be fighting very visibly or too hard. Why do you think that's the case?
What the prosecutors don't like is that the law is taking away a power that they have. The governor of the state is opposed to this, but he won't spend any of his political capital on this issue. And I think what that means is that he doesn't regard it as important. And that is amazing. The whole low visibility and nominal aspect, the environment in which people don't seem to be screaming much, is already such an important change that it's at least as worthy as note as the change in the law will be if, in fact, it happens on Election Day.
Franklin Zimring is author of Punishment and Democracy, Three Strikes and You're Out in California.